3-minute mile in Gucci loafers once, chasing a suspect. Of course, it helped that his dexterity and speed were more than human. When I thought I might have to actually chase someone, a rare occasion, I got out the jogging shoes and left the high heels at home. Jeremy put into his eyes that look a man gives you when he's appreciating the view. It wasn't personal, but among the Fae, it's an insult to ignore someone who's obviously trying to be attractive, a slap in the face telling them that they'd failed. Apparently, I hadn't failed. I'd woken up to the smog and dressed brighter than normal to try and cheer myself up. Royal blue suit jacket, double-breasted, silver buttons, a matching blue pleated skirt that was so short it was only a fringe across my thighs underneath the jacket. The outfit was short enough that if I crossed my legs wrong, I'd flash the tops of my black thigh highs. 2-inch patent leather high heels helped show off the legs. When you're as short as I am, you've got to do something to make your legs look long. Most days, the heels were 3 inches. My hair was a deep, rich red in the reflections of the mirrors, a color more red than auburn, a color that had black highlights instead of the usual brown that most redheads had. It was as if someone had taken dark red rubies and spun them out into hair. It was a very popular color this year. Blood auburn, it was called in the high court of the Fae royalty. Fairy red. She scarlet. If you went to a good salon. It was actually my natural color. Until it became popular this year and they finally got the shade right, I'd had to hide my true color. I'd gone for black, because it looked more natural than human red with my skin tone. A lot of people getting the dye job made the mistake of thinking that she scarlet complements a natural redhead's coloring. It doesn't. It's the only true red color I know of that matches a pale, pure white skin tone. It's the red hair for someone who looks great in black, true reds, royal blues. The only things I still had to hide were the vibrant green and gold of my eyes and the luminosity of my skin. I used dark brown contacts for the eyes, my skin, that I had to tone down using glamour, magic, just a steady concentration like music in the back of my head to never let down my guard and start to glow. Humans don't actually glow, no matter how luminous they may be. No glowing, which was why the contacts covered my eyes. I also wove a spell around myself like a long familiar coat, an illusion that I was just a human with lesser fae blood in my background, who had some psychic and mystical abilities that made me a really excellent detective, but nothing too special. Jeremy didn't know what I was. No one at the agency knew. I was one of the weakest members of the royal court, but being she means something even on the weak end of the scale. It meant that I had successfully hidden my true self, my true abilities, from a handful of the best magicians and psychics in the city, maybe in the country. No small feat, but the kind of glamour I was best at wouldn't keep a knife from finding my back or a spell from crushing my heart. For that I needed skills that I didn't have, and that was one of the reasons I was in hiding. I couldn't fight the she, not and live. The best I could do was hide. I trusted Jeremy and the others. They were my friends. What I didn't trust was what the she might do to them if I were discovered and my relatives found out my friends had known my secret. If they were truly ignorant, then the she would leave them alone and only hurt me. Ignorance was bliss on this one. Though I thought that some of my very good friends would see it as a type of betrayal. But if the choices were them alive, with all their body parts intact, but angry at me, or dead by torture, but not angry at me, I'd take angry. I could live with their anger. I wasn't sure I could live with their deaths. I know, I know. Why not go to the Bureau of Human and Fae Affairs and get asylum? My relatives would probably kill me when they found me, but if I went public and aired our dirty laundry for the world media, they would most definitely kill me, and they'd kill me slower. So no police, no ambassadors, just the ultimate game of hide-and-seek. I smiled at Jeremy and gave him what I knew he wanted, the look that said that I appreciated the slender potential of his body under his perfect suit. To humans, it would have looked like flirting. But for the Fae, any Fae, it wasn't even close to flirting. Thanks, Jeremy, but you didn't come in here to compliment my clothes. He walked farther into the room, running manicured fingers along my desk edge. I've got two women.